Blog Talk Radio.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Naila. And I am so thrilled to be here with you this afternoon. Welcome, and you know the drill. We start with Quran, and we are asking blessings be upon everyone, as every human being has the right, the God-given right, the right from the one God Almighty. And with that right, we have responsibility. Yes, we have responsibility. So there's a balance to it all, correct? All right, so we're going to read from Yasin. That's the, that's the 36th surah or chapter of Quran, Yasin. Just one moment, let's see. 36, surah 36. And we know that 3, 6, 9, we add 9, the three levels of development. And the sixth level is that of Musa, or established government. So as we're being birthed into the reality of what this life has to offer, and we're thankful to Almighty God for this life. And so we're going to read from, give the Yusuf Ali rendering as we read. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. We seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy, mankind. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Yasin Walqur'anil Hakim Innaka laminal mursaleen Ala siratim mustaqim Tanzilal azizir rahim لتنذر قوما ما أنذر أباهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون Inna ja'alna fi anaqihim aghlalan fahiya ilal adqani fahum muqmahun waj'alna min bayni aydihim سدان ومن خلفهم سدان فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشرهم بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين وضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكتبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مرهفون وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم تبعوا المرسلين تبعوا من لا سبحان الله تبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أأتخذ من دوني آلهة إن يريدني الرحمن بضر لا تغني عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين إني أمن سبحان الله إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون. قيل ادخلي الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني. سبحان الله. بما غفر لي بي وجعلني من المكرمين وما أنزلنا على قومي من بعدي من جندي من السماء وما كنا منزلين إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فداهم وخامدون يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم رسولين إلا كانوا بي يستهزئون. صدق الله عظيم. We'll stop right there. And as we read the Yusuf Ali renderance here, Ya A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Yasin, by the Quran, full of wisdom, you are indeed one of the messengers on a straight way. It is a revelation sent down by him, the exalted in might, most merciful, in order that you may admonish a people whose fathers have received no admonition and who therefore remain heedless of the signs of Allah. The word is proven true against the greater part of them, but they do not believe. We have put yokes around their necks, right up to their chins, so that their heads are forced up and they cannot see. And we have put a bar in front of them and a bar behind them. And further, we have covered them up so they cannot see, so that they cannot see. The same is it to them whether you admonish them or you do not admonish them. They will not believe. Though you can but admonish such a one as follows the message and fears the Lord most gracious, unseen. Give such a one, therefore, good tidings of forgiveness and a reward most generous. Verily we shall give life to the dead and we record that which they send before and that which they leave behind. And of all things have we taken account in a clear book of evidence. Set forth to them by way of a parable the story of the companions of the city. Behold, there came messengers to it. When we first sent to them two messengers, they rejected them. But we strengthened them with a third. They said, truly, we have been sent on a mission to you. The people said, you are only men like ourselves, and Allah most gracious sends no sort of revelation. You do nothing but lie. They said, our Lord does know that we have been sent on a mission to you. And our duty is to only proclaim the clear message. The people said, for us, we augur but an evil omen from you. If you desist not, we will certainly stone you, and a grievous punishment indeed will be inflicted on you by us. They said, your evil omens are with yourselves. Deem you this an evil omen if you are admonished? Nay, but you are a people transgressing all bounds. Then there came running from the farthest part of the city a man saying, O my people, obey the messengers. And just in case, Sadiq Allahu Azim, just in case, let's see, I think we did read this. Yes. And 21, obey those who ask no reward of you for themselves and who have themselves received guidance. It would not be reasonable if in me, if I did not serve him who created me and to whom you shall all be brought back. Shall I take other gods besides him if Allah most gracious should intend some adversity for me? Of no use whatever will be their intercession for me, nor can they deliver me. I would indeed, if I were to do so, be in manifest error. For me, I have faith in the Lord of you all. Listen then to me. Allahu Azim. I believe we stopped right there at 25. And so, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. The praise is due to Almighty God. The praise is due to Almighty God. And now we're going to share with you in the last few moments we have here, we're going to share with you a rendering of about 5 minutes. It is on criminal justice, and this is what was intended to be for American Muslim 360 broadcast. The broadcasting system for the community-wide Shura conference. So we welcome you to listen to this, and at different times, go to the 24-hour streaming of American Muslim 360 broadcast by dialing 701-719-4197. Again, that's 701-719-4197. This is Martha Nyla, and I am your host and engineer of this particular series on Martha Nyla Williams' presentation, Getting to Know the Real You. And so we're going to play this 5-minute piece, and please enjoy. I want to keep an open heart and an open mind as you listen to the fullness of this presentation. Let's see.
We have a crisis in American policing. I think that that is widely recognized. I think it's acknowledged. But I don't think what's widely recognized and what's being acknowledged is that the solutions or the recipes to correct that crisis that are being used in this country are not producing the results that we're looking for. In fact, it's exacerbating the problem. And I think that what's happening is there's a conversation about law enforcement that doesn't include law enforcement. And I think that what's happening is those methods that are being applied are emboldening criminals and rendering police ineffective, which in my book is taking us down a road towards lawlessness. And I think we're seeing that in a number of different places, in a number of different ways. Now, let me say first that it's my opinion that I don't think any one of those young black men that we've seen who have died at the hands of police, almost without exception, because there's always exceptions, needed to die. The police have to do better. We have to do better with better training, with better supervision, and definitely with better tactics. Because almost every one of those situations that I've encountered and looked at Looks like there were tactical errors that were made that put those officers in a position that they had to use deadly physical force. So let me get that out of the way. The police have to do better. The police absolutely have to do better. But I think the problem is being misdiagnosed. And as a result, we're taking the wrong medicine for what ails us, which is making the problem worse instead of better. And I'll take you through that. Probably the best example that I could give you of what really strikes at the heart of this to me is the fact that criminals are non-compliant by their very nature. We know that. My greatest concern is that the non-compliance that runs through virtually every one of those tragic events that we see is being legitimized. And in my book, this actually is the bedrock foundation of the United States Constitution. Compliance. Compliance with the police, compliance with the law. And the legitimizing of that non-compliance is happening on a number of different levels. And it's happening in a number of different venues. And the best example that I could give you is a recent example in Chicago where a young man stole a car, a young African-American man, stole a vehicle, took the police on a high-speed chase, crashed that vehicle purposely into a police car at 50 miles an hour, causing a violent confrontation, and he ends up dead. Now, the police may have acted improperly and out of policy, and they should pay for that. I need to say that. If the police act outside the law, they should be prosecuted like any other United States citizen. Absolutely, positively. And if they act outside of policy, they need to be disciplined. That's how we keep policies intact in policing. But in this case, the narrative is not about what that young man did. It's only about what the police did. I've yet to hear anybody say, the police are being castigated for this incident, by the way, but I've yet to hear anybody say, I have an idea if we want to prevent these incidents from happening. A, don't steal a car. Amen. B, don't take the police on a high-speed chase. And C, definitely do not crash that car into a police car, causing a violent confrontation, and then complain when something bad happens as a result. Something bad had already happened. Now, how is it that this is happening? Why is this happening? It's happening on a number of different levels. But I want to introduce you to a
Okay, so that was not complete as we expected. It does go a little further. And as the report was given, the presenter presented more in reference to the presence of thinking that we should have when we're thinking about police and the crime scene surrounding the police department and the mindset of the police department. And it went on to say that the police, the mindset, we have to understand because of the justice reform process is indicating that the police need to be corrected. And he's presenting that we're doing it the backwards way. We're going about it in the backwards way. The police are, and here's the clincher, the police are following laws that are written on the books. And so at the very end of his presentation, he's suggesting that, listen, if we look at the laws on the books and change the laws on the books, then the police will not have those laws to enact. So he says the police are only enacting those laws. And go back to the laws that were on the books, and are still some are still on the books from over 400 years ago, as he said, 300 years ago, even in the 1865, even during the time of what was written as abolishment of slavery, and then coming on into the cold time period where codes were used, code words, and on into the Jim Crow system time period, and even after the 1964 Civil Rights Act being produced, there were laws on the books that were not erased, that were not amended, that were not deleted. And so he says, let's look at that and then expect the police department, the police mentality to change. Otherwise, the police are acting within the boundaries of those laws. And he stressed that the chokehold that was on the gentleman in New York, he said the chokehold was not an unlawful use practice. It was the, but he says when the coroner checked the gentleman's body in the autopsy, it was the pressure of those on the back of the gentleman causing him not to be able to breathe, meaning the lungs could not expand because they were pressure. There was pressure on, too much pressure on the gentleman's back. And so when he could not breathe, it was not the chokehold that was choking him to cause it, the breathing to stop. It was the pressure causing the lungs not to be able to expand. So as we go into the different processes of thought that it takes to sit at the table and talk, and that's one of the instances, that's one of the suggestions that the office, he used to be the chief of police, offered. Let's talk. Let's get to the bottom line, which is let's look at the laws that are governing the human family, and let's correct those laws. Therefore, the policing process can be better, and there can be a better relationship between the community, which the community, the human family, because the police are of the human family. And that is the suggestion that was made. And so with that, we say, who will take the stand? Who will present or make themselves present first? Who will step forward? Should it be the police department to step forward to say to the governing powers, we want the laws changed so that we can do better policing? Or should it be the governing powers to say we're going to change the laws? However it happens, the human family needs relief. Definitely we cannot create more prisons and think that that will solve the problem. And definitely we cannot keep blaming police and think that's going to solve the problem. And definitely we cannot say that is because of the illegitimate, what we consider quote-unquote illegitimate pregnancies and family divisions and single parenting that is causing the problem. Let's look at that which stemmed from yesterday that created a situation of division, giving superiority and inferiority complexes to the human family. And perhaps then we will have an erecting of the system for the human family to live by and enjoy life, being a servant of the Almighty and not being in fear of our day-to-day living sample examples. God willing, this is Martha Nyla presenting this to you again. Listen daily to the American Muslim 360. Go to am360.org or to cwsc.us. See the intelligentsia there. Do become a part of the Model Community National Resource Directory. Press on that And let's get together. Let's put our minds together. Let's form that think tank. And let's make it happen. History is still being made. The human family is still being created by the Creator, meaning the excellence that's here, that's within us, is to unfold. All right? And so let's not fear anything else. So let's see here if we can bring up some music here. All right? I like the music, Save the Children. Since we don't have it on our board here yet, perhaps we can't play it, but I'll see. It's by Belalian Creation. And I mentioned Belalian because you will hear more about the civilization of Belal or Belalian civilization. It's called Save the Children. In saving the children, we're saving ourselves. Yes. We pray that that is the way that we think about it. And as we were reading from the Quran meaning that which is read, rehearsed, read, recited, rehearsed, and it is definitely a mentioning for the human family to be aware of so that we can grow from it. This is actually beautiful African music. It's what we're going to bring up, all right? Beautiful yes, beautiful African music. Give me one moment and we'll bring that up. I believe you'll enjoy that. But as the Save the Children goes, we've got to save the children to save the world. We've got to be that good example for our boys and girls. Yes, they're standing on street corners and whatever else that they are doing. We've got to save our children. And it appears as though the other uploading one is not going to come up either. So we're going to bid everyone a good evening as we're wanting to present on American Muslim 360, but unfortunately, the process is not happening for that. So we thank you for listening to American Muslim 360 and Criminal Justice Reform here on the Nomi Nomi Institute. Martha Nyla Williams, and that Nomi Nomi Institute is a 24-hour human developmental process and a foundation for learning based on God's Word. Let's see if we can get some music here. Okay. Inshallah. Hold on one moment, please. Say it again.
I said, has Blog Talk failed us again?
Yes, and I went to my personal one, and it brought me on live. I only get 30, maybe 45 minutes of it as I merge you in right now as I'm ending it. I played a short piece, but that doesn't help us on American Muslim 360 broadcast. I checked back with that, and it was not on. Everyone, as you're listening, this is Please Present Yourself, my dear brother.
Well, this is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City, St. Louis, and the Show-Me State of Missouri. And I was just calling in. I didn't know I was live here. But alhamdulillah. So I don't have anything to say other than enjoy what it is that Martha Nala has provided for you. We thank and praise Allah, you know, for whatever it is. And just want to say that, inshallah, we hope to have live programming tomorrow morning on AM 360 radio, you know, with Solutions for Critical Issues with Dr. Jamal Rashid and Brother Imam Henry Hasib, and then followed by Imam Adam Bayar with Money Sense, and A New Day for Al-Islam that's hosted by Imam Yusuf Ramadan. So, you know, stay tuned for AM 360. So hopefully, inshallah, that all the technical problems that we're experiencing from Blog Talk Radio will be cleared up, and we will have those shows in the morning. Also want to just say to those who are listening in, to please tune in to this Friday morning CWSC Roundtable, a very, very special treat indeed. We'll keep it somewhat secretive, but we're going to be doing something a little bit different, and it's going to be a CWSC special. It's going to be a three-hour production, so you don't want to miss that first hour. Very, very important. So please tune in to the CWSC Roundtable hosted by yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And I'm going to keep my special guest also a secret, too, until then. So thank you, Sister Martha Nyla. And I'm going to just sign off here. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you for calling in to Getting to Know the Real You, Martha Nyla Williams. It says Williams. I'm changing it to Abdullah, everyone. But this is a 30-minute to 45-minute presentation on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, so it was live for me, but unfortunately not for American Muslim 360. Thank you kindly, Mark Shaheed.
Yeah, thank you kindly, Martha Nyla Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And we're back here, everyone, and we're thankful to be here as you're listening to the presentation, Martha Nyla, here on Getting to Know the Real You, and that's being presented by the Know Me, Know Me Institute. That institute is INS-STITUTE, Institute. All right. And as we're looking here to find out what happened to our criminal justice reform, well, and it seems like the uploading process is taking a little longer than we expected, but, you know, many things happen. But nonetheless, you're here. We read Quran. That was from the 36th surah, 1 through 25 ayah. Verses of Quran. And the primary message from that is that the messenger of Almighty God coming with the message, and as we receive the message, as we read it and we understand it and we connect with it, that we're to also proclaim the message in word and in deed in our actions. And then we leave it, you know. We cannot force anyone to believe in it, but we can express to them that this is the best way for any of us. And many times we act contrary to what we've received. So this is why we pray and ask for guidance. And truly, those who believe in the word of Almighty God, what is the word, you may ask? Just look at our very life. Look at how we are. Look at the way we have breath in our bodies. Look at the very extensions that we have, the arms and the legs, the hands and the feet. And look at our head. And look at where the thinking process is and how we walk. and how the thinking process is controlling everything else, but then that the thinking is not controlling our breathing, not our conscious thinking. It says that it is an unconscious operating process that we don't have to consciously say, take in a deep breath, now breathe out. We don't have to consciously say, fingers move, arms move. No, we don't have to consciously say that. And even when we have processes or problems that occur that causes us to have slow movement, slowed down, a slower movement than usual, then we have to concentrate, don't we? It is not just an open, declared, okay, move arm. No, we have to go within ourselves and concentrate. That's our subconscious process, and we have to feed or speak to that motor skill that is within us. So this is to say, actual word from our Lord, that we can do nothing without the way the Creator has created us. And when we believe that, then we give praises to the Creator for everything. That is being a believer. All right? That is being a believer. We're going to, there's a conversation going on about the sickness or the illness that is within the prison population. You know, we don't think about that, how the prisoners become contaminated by being enclosed and sometimes definitely in isolation, and where they're forced to stay within certain confines for a certain period of time and without any given thought about health, and then many ones coming in with their sickness and not being known to themselves and definitely not being known to others, even though the guards or the health team may check them out. There still may be some extenuating circumstances wherein they are sick beyond what they've been checked for. And what does that look like when they're in prison? What does that look like when it's gone with unchecked or unknown? Well, we can only guess, all right? Okay, let's go to see if, okay, that has not been uploaded yet. Well, the time that we've been with you, then 44 minutes and 16 seconds and counting, and at 45 minutes, I believe the show will end. Yes, because your episode has ended. We're processing the audio now. Thank you very kindly. Assalamu alaikum.